Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Just this afternoon, Gardaí confirmed what was reported in the media this morning, that the Gardaí Commissioner Drew Harris is in Dubai today to meet with police and other law enforcement officers there. And very high, top of the agenda, are plans to crack down on the Kinahan organised crime gang, whose leaders are believed to be based in the Emirates. Ireland does not have an extradition arrangement with the UAE, but individual requests are considered from time to time. I'm joined by Michael O'Sullivan, former Gardaí Assistant Commissioner in charge of organised crime, and also by Nicola Tallant from the Crime World podcast and investigations editor at the Sunday World. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might ask you, first of all, Nicola Tallant, about today's visit. Was it a surprise at all?
It's coming very quickly after his announcement that there's a file with the Director of Public Prosecutions in relation to Christy Kinahan Sr., Daniel and Christopher Jr., but there's no indication that that file is back, that there's charges being levelled yet. It is expected to take, up to 6 months or something like that for those that to come back. So I think this is probably a kind of a more generic visit to lay some groundwork for things in the future.
And maybe build relationships. Do we know who he's meeting, Nicola, and what the aims are, I wonder?
I don't know who he's meeting, and the aims of it, I would imagine, are sort of a two-pronged, maybe, as I say, to lay the groundwork, and maybe it's some good publicity for Mr. Harris, who's been, in the bit of the doghouse in some way with some of the GRA members and that. But he is gone with Justin Kelly, who's the Assistant Commissioner in charge of the Garda's Drug and Organised Crime Bureau. And it's that element of the Gardaí that have been investigating for 7 years now, the Kinahan organisation, for longer, essentially. But, the focus was put on them after the Regency attack, and they have been the group within the Gardaí who have been working on the investigation that's led to that file being sent to the DPP.
Let me bring in Michael O'Sullivan, former Gardaí Assistant Commissioner. Would you comment on this? What is this usual practice, Michael, that a Gardaí Commissioner would go to Dubai? Usually police work is done under the radar, or these types of meetings about criminal gangs might be held at ministerial level or head of state level, away from the media glare.
Yeah, no, on occasion it's normal. Like, he was out there with the DEA in the headquarters there in Washington last year and met with them. This is more strategic. This is about building up networks. Ireland was a little bit behind the curve in building up networks at a global level. Like, when you have the French and the Dutch and the Spanish, they have people all over South America, and they have people in Dubai. So the guards only recently got a guy out in South America about two years ago, and they've recently put a guy out there in Dubai, and it's hoped that they'll put somebody in Thailand. This is about future links, and it's trying to reinforce the links and to reinforce on the ground with law enforcement in these countries that we're not just sending a guy out, we're going to forget about him, but and it is also to meet with the other EU or even European law enforcement agencies, the NCA out there and the French, to meet with them and to meet with their senior figures to foster closer relations, because it's all about the global community of law enforcement.
And so when it comes to a point, when it comes to a point that there would be a need for extradition, that there would be a relationship there, because there is no extradition agreement. Is that the reasoning behind it, I wonder?
No, not really. It is about interacting with the other European law enforcement globally, certainly in Dubai. If there's going to be an extradition, it'll be down to the people in Dubai who will decide when and where, and it'll be largely political. If it suits them to extradite the Kinahans, they'll do it.
Because there's it's inconceivable, Michael, isn't it, that the authorities in Dubai don't know who they have in their backyard there. They know well. They have the intelligence to say who the Kinahans are.
The authorities in Dubai have an intelligence system that's excellent. And they know absolutely, they have been told often enough. And even if they weren't told, they'd know anyway. It's no secret to them. that they have the creme de la creme of international criminals sitting in Dubai and laundering money and keeping their head down. And they know that, and they've known that since they've been there. And if you look at the last two extraditions out of Dubai, they came because of serious political pressure. A guy called Radwan Taji, now, he was extradited because the Dutch got on to the people of Dubai and said, we suspect him of being involved in the murder of a journalist and a wide range of other murders. And it really, really came on. I mean, the Dutch had a huge problem. They had a TV journalist, a crime journalist, shot dead as well. Mm-hmm. So they sent out a plane, and almost overnight, Taji was sent back to the Netherlands. The people in Dubai can do that. They can do it at the drop of a hat. So, you know, they're not waiting or worrying about what Europe says. And a guy, since that, was Rafael Imperial, which is a member of the Mafia, the Camorra. And they decided one day, okay, we'll send him to Italy. Whether Italy put pressure on or went and met with them, but it got a whim of the people in Dubai. They will just send. They don't need the rules and regulations we have.
The problem, if I can bring in Nicola, is that people here have been, say with me, Michael, for a moment, the people here read and listen to media accounts of how the Kinahans are living in Dubai. They seem to be living freely by all accounts. I just wonder how they'll view today's development then, the Kinahans.
Well, they're going to lose a lot of people.
So I'll just address this to Nicola first of all. Come back to you then, Michael.
Sorry, yeah, okay, go on.
Yeah, the Kinahans are seriously connected at this point in Dubai. They've been out there since 2016, and Christy Kinahan Sr. has probably been out there before. He was operating, as we know now, under his name, Christopher Vincent, as an aeroplane expert, and he was going around conferences openly. His son Daniel has connections with a kind of a lesser royal, but nonetheless a member of the kind of the larger royal family, and has obviously been very heavily involved in boxing, very publicly involved in boxing from out there. They know exactly who they are. As in relation to Sean McGovern, who was named during the sanctions and who is an underling of Daniel Kinahan, he is wanted in this country for murder. They were told in April of 2022 that there was a charge here for murder for Sean McGovern, and he's still living openly in the country. The Emirates repeatedly tell us that they're trying to clean up their act, that they don't welcome these people, but the evidence is different when you're sitting here in Ireland looking at who they have, certainly from these territories. It just looks a little bit different to that. I think the Kinahans know their day is coming. They know they're not going to be able to retire there. They're not going to be able to live out their days in freedom. They know every night they go to bed, it could be tomorrow that they're lifted, but one way or the other, they're going to be lifted. They're slightly trapped out there. But I wonder if they are.
That's a really interesting point you raised, Nicola. And I might address this to Michael. If they know that it could be any day, Michael, that the authorities swoop, that the police officers swoop and take them away, is there a chance, is there a risk that they'd up sticks and leave Dubai and go somewhere else?
There is absolutely no doubt that they have a fallback plan. However, it's slightly complicated by the fact that they've got wives and kids out there. It's easier to move on your own. So they certainly have that fallback plan, and they realise the arrival of members of the Garda Síochána out to, at that level, out to Dubai, is going to terrify them. There's nothing surer.
Where could they go?
Wherever they want to go, they'll go to a third world. Well, they are in the best place they can be at the moment. After this, it starts to get worse. A third world country, somewhere down in Africa. You know, they will have a fallback plan to go to a place that they can remain anonymous and not be extradited. But with the Drugs Enforcement Agency, the DEA, on their trail, the world is really a smaller place for them. There's not many places you can hide.
Nicola,
so they have the work cut out.
Yeah, and it gets worse from here on in, says Michael. Nicola, it was reported last year that Christy Kinahan Sr. was trying to make a new base somewhere in Africa. Isn't that right?
Well, he certainly had business interests in Africa, and the story you're referring to was he was hoping to move to Zimbabwe, but that was some years before the sanctions that were levelled on them, which were really a massive problem for them. The territories that are optional to them are, you know, I mean, you're looking at Iran, Afghanistan, parts of Africa, which would be very corrupted, you know. They're looking for their money to pave their way into these places, but ultimately they're also going into territories which are very corrupt and often war-torn and really not places that they could live the lifestyle they have in Dubai. So, you know, look, nobody knows exactly the end of this story, but I think the one thing I could say for sure is that they're going to end up in a courtroom and they will face justice. Okay. I don't think there's any doubt about that. The question is just when.
Today's development is extremely interesting. Incidentally, we did ask the embassy of the United Arab Emirates here, the UAE, to respond to the claim that their country tolerates gangland criminals, and we have yet to receive a response from that embassy. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Nicola Tallant from the Crime World podcast and investigations editor with the Sunday World, and Michael O'Sullivan, former Garda Assistant Commissioner in charge of organised crime. Thank you both very much.